This is Domenico Laporta, and you are listening to the second season of the Co-Production Podcast, brought to you by Cineuropa and Eurimage. I am the editor of Cineuropa, your number one resource for European industry content published daily in four languages. Our media is supported by Creative Europe, and you can access our articles and videos for free at cineuropa.org. Today, we are discussing the co-production of The Editorial Office, it's a working title, directed by Roman Bondarchuk. Editorial Office, as I just said, is a working title, and at this stage, we are welcoming the two co-producers of the film. Welcome. It's a pleasure to have you. Can I ask you to introduce yourself and your production company, starting with you, Daria? You are representing Moonmen in Ukraine.
Thank you for inviting us. It's a real pleasure. We are a Ukrainian film production company. We are quite young. The company was established in 2019. And actually, the editorial office is one of our first projects. So before that, we did a couple of documentary films. One of them going to be premiered this spring, very soon. Another one, co-production, which we did with Final Cut for Real, was just premiered at Sundance. It was Danish, Finnish, Swedish, Ukrainian film, A House Made of Splinters by Simon Lorenz Wilmont. So we are quite a small company, actually. we are focusing on producing documentary and fiction films with strong author approach. So we do not really work with TV films or commercial films. We try to create together with our authors author-driven and creative films.
So this is a more simple co-production this time, since you are co-producing the film with Germany, with Tanya, that is also with us today. Welcome, Tanya. You are representing Elemak Pictures in Germany.
Yes, my name is Tanya Georgieva-Waldhau, and I am representing Elemak Pictures. Elemak Pictures was established in 2015, so it's also not that young anymore, but also not that old. We are based in Thuringia in Germany, so that's one of the counties of the famous MDM region, so just to place it for you. We also are producing and co-producing both documentaries and feature films, and we're doing own productions, a lot of co-productions with Ukraine, so it is also already my third co-production with Roman. I am working with him since 2012 already, but we're also co-producing with France, The Magnetic Beats, a co-production of us, which we also partly shot here in the region, was in the Cannes Director's Fortnight last year. Also, Anatolian Leopard, a co-production of us as well, won Fipreski in Toronto in 2021. Taylor by Sonia Lisa Kenterman was also one of our co-productions.
Thank you. It's not easy at this stage to find information about the film, the story of the film online. We didn't find much. So maybe you could pitch the story for us, Daria, without spoiling it too much.
Yeah, we'll try. You actually should have to go to our website. There is a special page for this film. I think it might be problematic to find it at the moment. It's moonman.com. But basically, so this story, everything happens in Ukraine. And the main protagonist, his name is Yura. And he is a young researcher in the Museum of the Nature, in a small provincial town somewhere in the south of Ukraine. And so one day, accidentally, he becomes a journalist of a local newspaper. And he gradually goes into the world of post-truth. So with every new task that he gets in this newspaper, in the editorial office of this new newspaper, he realizes that the reality around him is far from what is written in the paper. And so with every new task, he is challenged with this world, and he's challenged which side he's gonna take, the side of the good or the side of the evil.
Thank you. And how did you come by the idea of the film? How did it start? How did you start the development of the film?
It started when the director, Roman, he came to me and he pitched the idea. He's been working on this script for a while before he introduced that idea to me. So then we are like very long time friends with Roman, and there was not a question whether we're gonna work on his new film or not. It was clear from the very beginning that yes, we will do together his new film. We also worked before that together on his previous film Volcano, that was premiered in Karlovy Vary. I think it was 2018, right, Tanya? Yeah. Tanya was also co-producer of Volcano, and the film was quite successful. I was line producer on that project, so we, it was out of the question, but it was clear that we're going to work together. And then we just applied to Ukrainian Film State Agency, which is Ukrainian Film Fund, and we got the production support. And we also got in touch with Tanya and told her, hey, we have a new project. And I think it was also like immediate, yes, let's do that.
Okay, so it means, Tanya, that you were involved from the beginning then?
More or less, I have to say, I met Roman and his partner, Daria, another Daria, so his co-author, basically, in 2012. In Prague at a documentary pitching. They've been pitching The Ukrainian Sheriff. So it was Roman's first feature-length documentary that won later a special jury award at IFA. And we started, it was, at least from my side, it was kind of a laugh at first sight with both of them. And that's how we started working together. And we kind of stayed always together. I'm even kind of keeping my slots for Ukrainian co-productions reserved for Roman. So he told me at some point that he's starting to work on a new project. And I was really on board more or less from the very beginning. So I've been waiting for him, of course, to develop the script and to start for Daria to secure the initial financing from Ukraine, because that's what I need as a co-producer. So I need to have the first financing from the main country. But yes, so for me, it was also out of question that I would co-produce Roman's next film.
And speaking about the financing, so Daria, you already mentioned the money coming from the national agency. Is there any other source of financing in Ukraine for that kind of project?
As I said, when Roman introduced this idea to me, he was already working on the script for a while. And this work was actually supported by the Ukrainian Cultural Foundation. It's a big foundation that supports different kind of cultural projects in Ukraine, and also this is the source for finance development of films. It supports documentaries and fiction films. Roman had this financing from this Ukrainian Cultural Foundation. Then we got production support at the Ukrainian State Film Agency. Then we came to Tanya. And then there was Yurimash.
Okay, and in Germany, Tanya, what kind of funding did you access?
Well, we get the MDM fund, also the Mitteldeutsche Medienförderung. They've been on board already at also for Volcano, so Roman's first feature film, and they also they liked the results of Volcano. That's why it wasn't that complicated to get the MDM funding on it, and then. Actually, we got nothing else in Germany. So we're working with a huge investment from my side, as was a producer, deferral and investment. Because nowadays it's very, very difficult to get TV German broadcasters on board for art house cinemas. So there are even some broadcasters who actually stopped reading scripts at all. So they say that they don't stop at all in cinema co-productions anymore, at least for now. And so that's why I had to skip this point. And thanks to Ori Marsh, I can fulfill the so-called regional effects, because I don't know if you know about the regional funds in Germany, but I have to fulfill some regional effects, and I'm able to do this actually only thanks to the Ori Marsh funding, because it's money I can spend here in the region and fulfill.
And how much Ori Marsh did grant for the project?
140,000 euro.
On a budget of a global budget?
So the global budget together with your, including Eurimash, is around 1 million euros.
And I understand that for this film, there are professional actors, but the director also worked with non-professional actors. Is that the correct information?
Yeah, that's right. So actually, this is like kind of a regular classical approach of Roman Bondarchuk, because he's coming from documentary background. So he, before he started shooting features, he did a couple of documentary films. And he, like, all his ideas, all his scenarios are always deeply rooted in the reality. Like Vulcano and also this film, the editorial office, we shot in the region where he was actually born and where all his family comes from. So he always uses stories from his family, from his friends, for his scripts. And you know, like local people, they are very picturesque, and probably you could never replace them with actors. So we always try, and Roman always tries to mix professional actors and non-actors. And in this particular film, it is even like bigger, because two main roles are played by non-actors, like the main protagonist, Jura, he is played by local journalist, Dima Bagnyanka, who is like local activist, journalist, a bit of human rights fighter, I could say. And the main female role is played by a young Ukrainian director. It was her first time when she tried herself in... on another side of the camera.
And the situation, the political situation in Ukraine is rather complicated right now. And I understand that the film has a political side as well, even though it has comedy aspects. But there's also a reality aspect, as you mentioned. Was it difficult to shoot the film in Ukraine?
I wouldn't say it was difficult because of political situation, because actually, like, yeah, we were lucky, and when we were shooting, the situation was more or less okay. It was as usual, because we are living in the war since 8 years, so, you know, kind of used to that. There is some certain level of instability in our lives and in the country. And the south, like the shooting location, was in the south of Ukraine. It is the city is called Kherson. It's the biggest, one of the biggest cities in the south of Ukraine, and it is very close to Crimea, to the border with Crimea. So basically, everybody who lives there, you know, kind of used that something might happen any minute. But back then, it was summer and autumn last year. It was quite calm. And I think the biggest problem was COVID, actually, the pandemic. At some certain point, we started losing our team members because people got sick with COVID, and we had to deal with that. So it was quite challenging. But otherwise, everything was more or less okay. And probably we were lucky that, you know, local politicians, they were so... busy with other problems, with this Crimea on the border, with, you know, stuff like that. So they were not really paying attention to us. And the film is what they're doing. So the film is quite ironic and sarcastic towards politicians in general and the corrupted system that we have in Ukraine. So maybe if they would pay more attention, maybe then we would have some troubles.
All right, so that's seeing the glass half full, I would say. Tanya, what is the status of the film? And because the shooting is almost completed, right?
So there are just a few scenes left that have to be shot, but we also, the film is using in some extended VFX work, let me say it like this. So some of the main and really important scenes are depending on extended VFX scenes. And that's what we are actually doing in Germany mainly. So it means that it really takes months. So we're talking about some serious VFX work. And that's what we are at, basically. So we are also discussing working with VFX artists. The film is in editing, also in the same, because we need some certain status of the editing process to be able to continue with the VFX. So that's what we're doing right now.
Do you have any commitment or involvement of a sales agent?
Yeah, actually, again, as it was between Ukraine and Germany, almost the same story was with the sales agent, because from the previous film, we had Pluto as sales agent, and it was also our first step when we just started working on the film and started, you know, thinking about the all these strategies and stuff. Then we thought, okay, we had like great experience with Pluto, why don't we just approach them? And this is what we did. And at the moment we have LOI with them. We're in good contact, and we hope to continue working with them on this film too.
Do you have a roadmap with some more or less definitive dates about when the film will be completed, when we will start submitting it to festivals and so forth?
Well, I think that we're gonna we're gonna work on the film till the end of this year, definitely, because as Tanya said, we have like lots of quite complicated work with VFX and CGI, and it really takes time. So probably we're gonna start approaching festivals like beginning next year.
What about you, Tanya?
We're doing a lot of projects, basically. So we are in editing with a documentary co-production with Switzerland. We just shot Pittman is the working title. The project won the Berlinale Talents Award last year, and I'm quite excited about the editing process, to be honest. I'm also financing, hopefully successful, a feature film, a co-production with Israel and Germany. So I got the development financing from Germany already, so which is kind of a success. And for me, it will be super exciting because we want to shoot it here in my region. So when I say my region, I really mean the town in which I went to high school. So it will be really like my home shooting. I never shot in that region, and I hope to get the financing now in spring, summer. So that's actually my main goal. And I'm also just got on board on a documentary about the female revolution, so let me call it like this, in Belarus. We are following some of the female main actors of political developments in the last summer. So I said like this. So we also got development funding for this, and I'm working now on the production financing and hope to get it quite soon to be able to continue the shoot, because that's a topic that can't wait. So those are like the main projects I'm working on.
I just have a question about, because you're both quite young and you're like the new generation of producers. Are you guys still traveling a lot to film markets like in the old days? We know that the pandemic has changed all that. We are also on the eve of the Berlinale that just started. So can you tell us a little bit about that? Because obviously, like we are talking now, there's a lot of things that you can do remotely, but how does it work for you two?
Well, honestly, for me, it was a bit complicated during like last years because, yeah, as you mentioned, like I'm kind of emerging producer, and because I'm coming from documentary background, I know people from documentary industry quite well. And in like, on this side, it was probably okay because I know all the people, and it was not the matter of, you know, networking for me. So, when I started working with fiction films, I realized it's almost like quite a different gang there, and you have to know people. And if you don't really go to the festival, if you don't really spend time together and don't drink a cup of tea, coffee, or a glass of wine, then it doesn't really work. And I actually participated in Mercedes Film in Producers Network. It was like 1 or 2 years ago, and it was online. And it was, I mean, I wouldn't say it was a disaster, but it was not really useful. I mean, I still appreciate it. Everything was organized, and I know that it's very complicated to organize online market or online festival, because I am a festival organizer myself. But I also understood it doesn't work for people who just entering the industry, because, I mean, everybody are rushing somewhere and like nobody has enough time for you. And in online format, it doesn't really work. So I actually really hope to be able to travel this year more. I participate this year in IAVE with another project, with documentary actually. And I am really looking forward to this, to the real, meeting real people in real places.
You share the same sentiment, Tanya?
I have to say that due to my very, very personal situation, I have been maybe one of the winners of the pandemic situation, because I remember I've been at Berlinale 2 years ago, and it was when it was like, I don't know, weeks before the first lockdown, and I was already pregnant at Berlinale without knowing. And it means that I couldn't really travel due to my personal situation in the last year and a half, because I've been also traveling with my first son, but it's always complicated to travel with a small baby or newborn. And due to the fact that most of the things have been online, I could participate in way more events and panels and markets as I could have been in the old, but nevertheless, I'm really, really looking forward to my new freedom also, and to the possibility to travel a lot. So I do even already have a reservation for Cannes and can't wait for Cannes to come.
Okay, thank you. It's already time to conclude this conversation. If you enjoyed the new episode, you should subscribe to the Co-Production Podcast on Apple Music, Spotify, Google, or any other podcast platform you prefer. The episodes are also available on cineuropa.org. Daria, Tanya, thank you for accepting to be the guest of the Co-Production Podcast today. We are looking forward to the release of Editorial Office, even though the title might change in the future. We wish you all the best for your future projects. I hope you will keep making films. We will keep watching them. Thank you.